With all of this being said, and with a very dark cloud over our beloved country, I have no doubt, nevertheless, that we will make America great again.
The weekend just brings all kinds of goodies for us. Trump's speech is filled with them. He's constantly giving us comms. We'll examine more of the mainstream media Trump derangement syndrome. They're losing their minds, and it's probably for good reason. Learn more about the spy sent to Russia and the lying media narrative regarding Navalny. How the funny junk has all fallen apart. And more on the jabs. We're going to have to go there again because it just keeps coming out. And you'll see. It's going to play out. Here we go. Until your wife and children, I'll be sailing with you. It's going to rain. Guys, don't forget, it's going to rain. You better get on board, right? That's the Isaacs. They're going to join us at sea with the LT August 11th through the 18th, 2024. And I just want to remind you, folks, we're going to be together, right? You're going to be with fellow patriots who are like-minded, sitting together in different scenarios, probably 7 or 8 times we're going to gather together for, time on the ship. And then we're going to also see Alaska together. I mean, how great is that to hang out with fellow patriots and to just enjoy stories from our family and things that I don't share on this video at all regarding some of the things that I believe are going on. You're going to have a blast. Hope to see you there. It's in the description box below. Come join us August 11th through 18th, 2024. Do not forget. That is so cool. Here we go.
The ones who hate it are the globalists, because basically they hate America. Globalists, I really believe it. And that's plenty of Republicans, although it seems to be a dying breed within the Republican, because Republican is mostly MAGA. MAGA. Make America great again. Globalists. Now, the globalists, I think they're on respirators. They're a dying breed, I think. I hope. They are not good for our country. It's no wonder Joe Biden and his thugs are so desperate to stop us. They know that we are the only ones who can stop them. They know that. You know, we did it in 2016.
Yeah. Did you hear that? The globalists are a dying breed. I think. I hope. They're on respirators. And they hate America. Part of the hatred of America has been exposed here recently would come from the previous administration. This has been playing out a lot through social media. I was going to show it later, but I figured since we're showing globalists and the hatred of America, about Obama sneaking in the guillotines and Obamacare. A lot of folks didn't hear about this. We'll play it now.
Government has ordered 30,000 guillotines. Ain't no reason for a guillotine. What do you need a guillotine? Name another use. Name another use for a guillotine. No, you can't even think, well, watermelon cutting? What is another use for a guillotine? I saw this. Modern. It ain't the old guillotine. It's a modern guillotine. It looked like a weight bench. Modern guillotine. So, what people... Now, see what I'm saying? People say, well, that don't make sense to y'all. What's that for? Because we don't know that we already have the Noahide laws already passed in this nation. What are the Noahide laws? We don't know, because they passed this legislation while we was busy looking at the mass shooting.
Yep, we're looking at mass shootings. They had the Noahide laws. The government can behead any person that is a Bible-believing Christian that says Jesus came in the flesh. This is back when Obama was running things, and they had folks preaching it. Noahide laws. Coming from the pulpits. In the black community, talking about beheading those who followed Christ. 30,000 purchased during Obama, sneaking them in. The hatred of our country, the hatred of those who stand for Christ. And that's posted for many to see. It's a wake-up call for this hatred. And many think that maybe this is not going to play out the way we want to, but the comms keep coming in thanks to Grasshopper Official Channel. I like these. And again, it's a reminder to those who might be new or not paying attention. The mainstream media is allowed to attack the Intel board all they want and say all the negative things, but they're not playing both sides like they're supposed to with free speech. Nope. They just want to go after those things that expose them. Well, the perfect five-year to the day delta happens when Ezra Cohen, ridding the world of the most horrible evil. Remember, President Trump just said what? Respirators. I think they're a dying breed. Ezra Cohen comes out and says, ridding the world of the most horrible evil. And then you see that it's posted at 2:7:8:9 and 16:24. Well, 16:24 says, sick people, I wish I could get these guys with you. Go get them. We are pain. That's what pain is, going after them. They're the pain. They're experiencing pain from the truth and from those that are probably going after them. And then it's the information that will become public, will further demonstrate the criminal and corrupt, pure evil abuse of power that the Hussein administration undertook in joint efforts with domestic and foreign dignitaries. Do you see that? Who did we just get done showing? Hussein and the guillotines. Why did Obama administration order 30,000 guillotines? Why are they so upset with us, and why are they doing everything they can to get rid of President Trump? As a matter of fact, you guys know, you probably already saw, that President Trump is ordered to pay $354 million in the New York civil fraud trial by Judge Engoron, the one, you know, the judge that posts nude photos of himself to his buddies, that judge. Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump ordered to pay $4 million. This is a case with zero victims. All loans were repaid, and the banks even testified in defense of Trump hotels. Elon Musk said even if, given that there were no victims with losses, who's supposed to receive the money? Well, here's a clip from Eric Trump.
Listen, Janine, honestly, my thoughts are the best thing I ever did was get out of New York. New York is a hopeless place at this point. It's so sad. This judge ruled against my father before we even went to trial. He ruled against our entire family. It was a setup from the very beginning. This was never supposed to be in that court. It was supposed to be in the commercial division. They would never allow it to get there. This judge, the animosity, the way he looked at my father in the courthouse was horrible. I've never seen such hatred in anybody's eyes before. Janine, we're an amazing company. And I can truly say that we have never missed a loan payment. We've never defaulted. We've never breached a covenant. Deutsche Bank, they're the most, you know, respected and sophisticated bank in the world. They came in and effectively testified that they had an amazing relationship with us. We paid off every loan ahead of time. They made hundreds of millions of dollars off of our organization. We put hundreds of millions of dollars of extra collateral into the respective assets, made them top tier. You know, we're called by every single, you know, lender a platinum borrower. Every single one has called us a platinum borrower. Again, never a default. And you have an attorney general who ran on the notion of getting my father. I'm going to go into the attorney general's office every single day, sue Donald Trump, and go home. I'm going to take him down. You watch. I'm going to sue the blank out of him. That was her political platform. She campaigned on that. She fundraised on that. We didn't have a chance, Janine. We just didn't have a chance in New York because it's a rigged system. And You could not have a better real estate company than ours. You could not have a more professional real estate company than ours. When COVID hit and they shut down every single hospitality company in the country, guess who never missed a loan payment? Guess who paid all of their employees? Guess who always did the right thing? Guess who employs thousands of New Yorkers every single day, puts food on the table for their families, educates their children? You know, I mean, you have a lost state right now where you have businesses fleeing, and you have a company like ours that have paid over $300 million in taxes to a city. My father built the skyline of New York City, and this is the thanks he gets for doing absolutely nothing wrong, not a dollar financial loss. The exact opposite, hundreds of millions of dollars in financial gain. And as to Don and I, every single witness testified, we have nothing to do with this.
How about that, huh? filled with passion. Eric Trump, remember, we interviewed him last year, I believe. He loves his father. He loves what's going on, and he loves the truth. And I tell you what, in the end, all these corrupt judges, these corrupt folks are being highlighted for the public to see, folks that we didn't know existed, many of us. Now we know their names. Boom, we will win. Here's Alina Haba.
Can give the American people tonight is that he's not going to get away with it. Letitia James is not going to get away with it. The Biden administration is not going to get away with it. There is a point, and I want to say something that I different than I normally do. We have the order now. I'm free to speak. And let me just say, as somebody who sat there in the trial, Sean, and I'm so happy you invited me on to say this, they will not get away with it. We will come at them. We will come hard, and we will literally fight until the truth comes out. There was nothing wrong. President Trump has done nothing wrong. All he has done is won a campaign, and that is scaring them because they know when he goes back in November 2024, he is going to clean house and can give the American people tonight.
How about that? Cleaning house, Alina Haba, Eric Trump defending his father, and more. It just keeps coming out. I mean, we're learning about New York. We're learning about their politics, about their laws, their seemingly constant attack on President Trump. They're being used, and it's a terrible system. We're hoping someday to see that thing completely revamped, for sure. Now, remember we were talking about the folks that, let's see, they're on respirators. Let's just play this once again. I want to show you something.
Globalist. Now, the globalists, I think they're on respirators. They're a dying breed, I think. I hope. They are not good for...
Those are believer comms, a dying breed, on respirators. And so Trump says Hillary Clinton don't matter anymore. Watch this.
Because I retired the name Crooked from Hillary. You know that, right? I retired the name Crooked because this was one of the best days in our life. I announced I was going to retire because I thought it was more befitting. She didn't matter anymore. I thought it was more befitting for Joe because he's the most corrupt president we've ever had. He's a Manchurian candidate, actually.
So you basically don't matter when you're gone. Trump says Hillary Clinton doesn't matter anymore. It's almost like the globalists are being taken out more and more. And President Trump, there's a lot going on with him. There's a lot that, if you pay attention to the speeches, I actually go into them and just kind of listen in and see where are the strange parts that are coming out that might alert us on some of these things that are playing out. And some strange things. I had this something earlier, and I was going to pull it up, and I thought I had it ready to go. Oh, there it is. This part right here, there's a massive house explosion just outside of D.C. in Sterling, Virginia. And if you're looking at your screen, you're looking at one of those explosions. Several firefighters, I'm saying one of those, because there's been explosions happening in houses a lot recently. So several firefighters, they were reportedly trapped and injured. And you can see that playing out. Now, one of the things I want you to see is, if you go up here, Nick Sorter says, I can't remember the last time I saw more emergency vehicles at a scene than at the home explosion outside of D.C. tonight. Traffic is backed up for miles. And if you're looking at your screen, you can just see miles and miles of traffic, but you can see what appears to be hundreds of police cars and emergency vehicles. I mean, folks, when's the last time you saw hundreds of police cars and firefighters show up for one explosion? I don't know. Is it me, or they just don't have anything else to do in that area? Or are some really deep state evil people being taken out as part of an operation? Really makes you wonder, huh? Really makes you wonder. Well, before we go into further things, I mean, we've got a lot to cover, folks. Some more comms on Grasshopper side, Fannie Willis, some Trump derangement syndrome, definitely from Stephen Covey, and some reminders of what President Trump said about the CIA back in the day when he first took over as president, Biden slip-ups, and more. But before we go there, I just wanted to show you this. Folks, as we continually talk about health and things that can help us out in many different ways, we get many questions about ivermectin, where to get it, and we're constantly sending out links, and we thought, you know what? we just work together with Zahara Heckscher and see if we can get that link with the discount. So sure enough, they have a huge selection at the description box below. It has ZaraHeckscher.com. That's ZaraHeckscher.com. Click in the description box below and put AWK10 in the coupon code and you get 10% off your order. So they have a huge selection of different things. Quality assurance, you can save really big, up to, you can save a lot of money on them, and fast shipping. They've done a really great work for us. We've been able to send many people there. Again, if you're looking for ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, then head that way today. And folks, as you saw, the Zahara Heckscher.com in the description box, just wanted to remind you from them. They wanted you guys to know they also have fenbendazole and they have hydroxychloroquine. So just want to make sure you know that they have that also. And don't forget to use that code. If you forgot about fenbendazole, here's another clip just to remind you of what has happened when people take this.
I've already done my own research that once you have wide metastasis, small cell lung cancer, you're literally a goner. The 0% chance of survival and 3 to 6 month life expectancy. And I was basically told to go home, get my affairs in order, and think about hospice.
Wow.
And the next day, I got a call from a large animal veterinarian in Western Oklahoma, who's a college friend and family friend. And he told me this crazy story about a scientist at Merck on the veterinary side who has been doing cancer research on mice, and she had hundreds of mice that she'd implanted cancers in all their body parts, brain, stomach, liver, pancreas, etc. And her mouse population came down with intestinal parasites. And so she had no choice but to save her research. She gave her all of her mice fenbendazole. If you went out to any zoo in the world, they bring in fenbendazole by the truckload, front-end loader, head-high piles in bays, because they give that drug to every single animal in the animal kingdom.
And one of the oldest and safest drugs around, right?
Yes, been around for 40 years. And so she did, and unfortunately, or fortunately for all of us, she also learned that she accidentally killed all the cancer.
Well, that was a surprise, right?
Yeah, it's a serendipitous surprise, right?
So on that note, with the ivermectin too, I just wanted to play another one for Dr. Lee Merritt's perspective.
Because another dirty little secret that's come out in all this is that we've been ignoring the issue of parasites and cancer. The NIH is not, because they've got a million studies on ivermectin and cancer. But doctors all over the world now are showing videos, and there was a German research project years ago in the 90s, I think, showing cancer was parasites, intracellular parasites. Right. If you look at a cancer metastasis, like or an adenocarcinoma of the bowel, for example, or breast cancer under the light microscope, it's essentially indistinguishable from these parasite egg sacs. Now, Brian Artis, who's a chiropractor but's very interested and very good researcher on this stuff, he said he has a friend who's a 40-year Egyptian parasitologist, and he asked him, and he pointed this out to him. He said, "Hey, you know, I've been looking at this cancer and versus the parasite egg sacs, and they look identical under the microscope." And this guy got real wide-eyed and said, "In 40 years in parasitology, not one oncologist has made that association, but we talk about it all the time in parasitology circles." I translate that as saying they know that cancer is parasites. They're not speaking because they don't want to lose their funding.
So, you know, folks, we're going to get more into medical stuff here later on in the video, especially when it comes to the statistics that are coming out with the jab and more. But wanted to make sure that we hit on that heavy so you guys know, in case you've missed it in past episodes. Just wanted to make sure we take you there and show you. Now, here's a Trump derangement syndrome, Stephen Colbert. What in the world is going on with him?
I know how numb we've become, but it's not normal. No other candidate for the presidency has ever had to pause his campaign to defend himself in multiple courts. And I would like to point out that in all seven of his cases, no one doubts that he did these things. We're just sitting around patiently waiting to find out if the wheels of justice will grind fast enough for there to be any consequences. And the media is covering it like it's any other political story, like it's all horse race.
Yeah. Why is he losing it? He's supposed to be a comedian entertainer. Why is he getting so political? What skeletons does he have in his closet? Well, I'll tell you one. There's a video that's going around where he's painted up with a child who ended up disappearing, and they found him later on, and many people believe that it was this guy. Crimes against children, and he is panicking. You could see it in his eyes. It looks like he hasn't slept in weeks. He's got anger all over him, almost like he's possessed by demons. Something's weird going on about this guy. And then he calls for this.
And the media is covering it like it's any other political story. Like it's all horse race. But in this horse race, one of the horses is old. Well, one of the horses is old, has hoof and mouth disease, and keeps quoting horse Hitler. Now, at least send him to the glue factory.
Send him to the glue factory. I.e. kill him. They're losing their mind. He's freaking out because he knows once President Trump gets back in, it's done for him. He can keep screaming all he wants. Those that scream the loudest, we know, they'll be exposed and taken out. Just like Fannie Willis, this woman unjustly had President Trump's mugshot taken, hired her secret lover to prosecute our favorite president with taxpayer dollars, and now she is testifying in court screaming like a lunatic. And it's broadcast on every mainstream news outlet for the whole world to see. Another victim of the Trump quicksand. So basically, Fannie Willis says that her stud, they were going on lavish vacations and expensive business expenses. Here you go.
All I needed. You said in the affidavit that you roughly shared travel, though, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So this roughly sharing travel, you're saying she reimbursed you?
She did.
And where did you deposit the money she reimbursed you?
It was cash. She didn't give me any checks.
So she paid you cash for her share of all these vacations?
Mr. Schaefer, you'll step out if you do that again.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so all of the vacations that she took, she paid you cash for?
Yes, ma'am.
And you purchased all of these vacations on your business credit card, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And you included those in deductions on your taxes, correct?
No, ma'am.
No, you did not.
What a clown show. Tried to tell them how corrupt everyone who went after President Trump really was, and it's being verified over and over. It's going to help President Trump's poll numbers and his narrative tremendously. What a boomerang. These people are stupid, and let's see how the media is handling this.
Do you think we should reach a point where, for the interest of protecting the trial, the entire Fulton County trial, that they should voluntarily step aside?
It's a great question. So this is not going well for the state. It could turn out okay, and it might turn out worse.
Whoever put that music, showing the sadness of the faces, almost like after the 2016 election. Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's falling apart. It's not going the way we wanted. We just really wanted to take President Trump out in Georgia. Fannie just messed it all up. How dare she? Well, maybe we got a chance in New York. New York, maybe the naked photo judge can help us out. We've just got to figure out how to go after Trump and take him down. Well, President Trump, of course, chimed in. Fannie never paid cash. She got free trips and other things from her lover with the exorbitant amounts of money she authorized to be paid to him. A giant scam. A witch hunt. So, of course, Grasshopper caught on to this and saw the numbers and saw the correlation to the Intel board. Dropping his giant scam truth, President Trump, at 2039, 25 Eastern Standard Time, adding an extra space to be paid, adding up to 32 spaces. Well, what does that mean? I'll just read it. Where we go one, we go all, we the people, from sea to shining sea, let freedom ring. Patriots, it's your time. If America falls, the world falls. United we stand, God bless you all. And then 3925 drop, do people really believe the biggest scandal in modern U.S. history will go unpunished, scot-free? Biggest scandals, giant scam. Back channels are important, Patriots stand at the ready. Shields are going to whine, maybe one day, but it can't go slow. The initial wave will be fast and meaningful. It will send a signal to others immediately, and you'll see the tide turn. Not even the mainstream media can hide, and some will be jailed as deep cover agents. They're having a hard time. They're freaking out. Democrats are insisting that Biden is sharp. I mean, they really want us to know.
He is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
This is a man who is sharp, who is on top of his game, who knows what's going on.
This guy's tough. He's smart. He's on his game.
His mental acuity is great.
This is a very sharp president.
This is a man that's on his game.
President Biden is absolutely fit.
There's not a problem.
He's sharp. He's fit. He's always answering questions.
He is on the ball.
He was sharper than anyone I've spoken to.
He is sharp. He is on top of things.
There's no doubt in my mind that the president is mentally fit for office.
Biden has proven himself to have a strong memory.
He's completely mentally sharp.
He's at the top of his game.
Well, at least they're all sticking together at their notes, despite the fact that they have lost their minds. Let's hear President Trump again on a speech.
I will secure our elections where the goal will be one-day voting with paper ballots and voter ID. One-day voting. And you can do that for 9% of the cost. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You know, you can do the paper ballots, and they, you know, paper, it sounds a little crazy, but paper, it's called watermark. They have such secure paper now. It's actually a very complex instrument, but the paper today is incredible. And you can do paper ballots, same day voting. Think of it. You can do, and voter ID, it costs you 9% of what this other stuff that they do is. They have all this stuff, and they say, we should be able to know the final count in 2 weeks from now. You ever see where they need 2 weeks to count with the paper ballots? You know, France did it because they couldn't do mail-in ballots because they turned out to be totally corrupt. Mail-in voting is totally corrupt. Get that through your head. It has to be. The votes, I mean, it has to be. And in France, they did mail-in voting, and they gave it up because it was so corrupt. They went to paper ballots, same-day voting, voter ID. They had 36 million votes. By 10 o'clock in the evening, everything was done. They had a winner, Macron. They had a loser, went home, and they started working the next day. There was no complaints, and there was no problems, and there was no anything going through the air. There was nothing. They had same-day voting and voter ID. They want paper, highly sophisticated paper. 9%. You'll save a fortune, 9%. And you'll have your answer by 10 o'clock in the evening. But until then, Republicans must win.
How about that? Just talking about the elections. And you know, it's interesting because they want to steal it once again. And somebody came up to Chicago, just a normal citizen. And then you hear this.
From August of last year to December of this year, they will spend $252 million on the migrants. $252 million. 17,000 migrants come into this city. And just in Chicago. If we just break that in half and they become families, you got 8,500 families. Hispanics have 3.5 children. I'm submitting to you, in one generation, just one generation, the black vote will be null. They will have an additional 24,000 people on the voting rolls, along with the Hispanic population already here. They're playing chess, and you all are playing checkers. You are damning our youth, our next generation, to poverty by you all doing these political speeches. One generation, our youth, our vote will be null in all these six sanctuary cities. And what are you going to do about that?
How about that? Just a continued wake-up call. 17,000 migrants come to the city. That's just Chicago. One generation, black vote will be null. 24,000 people on the voting rolls. They're figuring it out one day at a time as we get this wake-up call across the nation. It's going to be biblical, I believe. We're going to see some amazing things. I'm holding to that. Staying positive, staying in prayer, and realizing no matter what they do, we're going to continue to expose the truth and make sure folks know what is going on behind the scenes. As a matter of fact, I was going to show this at the end since we're talking about voting. How about this one? San Francisco appoints first non-citizen to serve on Elections Commission, Kelly Wong. Appointment. The result of a 2020 voter-approved measure that removed the citizenship requirement to serve on San Francisco boards, commissions, and advisory boards. Now, folks, I don't believe that these folks voted for that. I really don't. I think that they went in and manipulated the numbers so they can continue to get what they want. That's how it works. I'll show you some more of that in a second. Captain Cashel's put this out, basically what they've been doing to us and where we are now. First, they wanted 18-year-olds to vote. Then they want to expand absentee balloting for the disabled. Then they want to expand early voting because lines are too long. Then they want to ban the precinct voting. Then they wanted to automatically register voters and in all mail elections, you know, do it in the mail. And then they want people to harvest ballots. And then they want a month of early voting. And then they want 16-year-olds to vote. Then they want non-citizens to vote in municipal elections. And guess where we're at now? We're here. We want non-citizens on election boards. What will they continue to do? Well, they're going to want non-citizens to vote in all elections. And then they're going to want only Americans with good social credit scores to vote. And then they're only going to want college professors, non-citizens, and single women to vote because they're the smart ones. They're the ones that can help our country. Oh, thank you, Captain Cashel, for putting that together. We definitely see how this is playing out one day at a time. Speaking of voting, Putin has always been labeled a dictator for refusing to hold elections or taking out his political opponents to keep power, but we knew it was because Putin didn't want infiltrators known as the economic hitmen working for the CIA to rig and steal his elections, then turn his country into a wasteland for big corporations and central bankers like we've witnessed in countless other nations. Tale as old as time, saying song as old as rhyme. We the people, along with the rest of the world, watched a CIA coup d'etat waged against President Trump to remove him from power in 2020 via a rigged election. And that war is still being waged today in an effort to keep him from office in 2024. Yeah. All countries that remove central banking systems, petrodollar and United States special interest corporations that steal said country's natural resources, wealth, and send it all out of the country are the ones the CIA and the Mossad go to war with to overthrow leaders and install puppet leaders and controlled by the CIA central bankers corporations. Isn't that something? Shocked we could still get that information out, huh? Wall Street won't invest in money in companies overseas if said countries have an election every 4 years with an impending probability of a new president kicking those special interest companies, banks out of their country to keep and share resources and wealth with their own citizens. So when it comes to the cabal's Wall Street investments, they are looking for 50 to 100-year stability, security to not only get their return on the investment, but maximize the profits thereafter. This is why coup d'etats are performed around the world to overthrow democratically elected presidents and dictators. They are then installed to ensure the enrichment of what President Trump calls special interest groups. Now, I'm going to show you a clip here soon. George Papadopoulos showing us it's horrific when a political opponent dies in jail, but it's also never good to be caught on camera attempting a coup in your country with a foreign intel service. We're going to show you that clip in a moment. First, I wanted to remind you, andweknow.com is where we're at, folks. Truth, Hope, Faith, and Freedom. You can find our videos. You can find our resources, our social media. You can sign up for our cruise. You can have all kinds of links there to help you. We have our other website, thepatriotlight.com. We put this together in hopes. I always dreamed of having like our own Drudge Report for Truthers, where we try to put our news sources and those that seemingly come together with most truth. You can gather it all together in one: home, politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, and resources. It's all there for you. And most of all, we love it when you grab our merch. I wore it recently, and folks screamed out, "And we know, and we love LT." And I was like, wow. And I went over and talked to him for a while and finally told him who I was. It was really cool. Had a great time. Shop.andweknow.com is where you can get that gear with the logo, the And We Know logo. It's based off of Romans 8:28, and we know all things work together for good to those who love the Lord, to those who are called according to his purpose. Now, you can get a free shipping and free sticker with every order. Use code PRESDAY, P-R-E-S-D-A-Y, today. Take 20% off totes with code TOTE20. Some really cool codes. So just go to shop.andweknow.com or andweknow.com for that. And here's some more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear. So as promised, here's Navani in this video asking for the MI6 officer, James William Thomas Ford, for $10 to $20, $20 million a year to start a color revolution in Russia. This is why he was arrested, Navani, and he has a major implications, especially in light of the CIA and MI6 sabotaging the Trump administration. Russia and the U.S. are more alike than you think, sadly. So I'm going to read some of this to you. You can hear it, but it's probably not good for you on the listening side. So he said, if we had more money, we would expand our opportunities, of course. A little money, if somebody would spend, I don't know, $10 to $20 million a year on supporting this, we would see a different picture. And this is not a big amount of money for people who have billions at stake. So that's the message that I'm trying to project in my fundraising efforts. This is what he's saying.
Project in my fundraising efforts and talking to people, business community. Yeah. We need to play on different chessboards.
He said we need to play on different chessboards.
Mass protests, civil initiatives, propaganda, establishing contacts with the elite and explaining to them that we are reasonable people and not...
Interesting, right? So this is all playing out. As he talks, he says, we want mass protests, civil initiatives, propaganda, establishing contacts with the elite and explaining to them that we are reasonable people and we're not going to demolish everything and take away their assets, things like that. So we'll see what comes out of that. So this is probably, perhaps what I do. Yeah, well, not a small job, ha, ha, ha. They start laughing. If we had more money, we would expand our opportunities, of course. That is playing out for all of us to see. So, of course, BioClandestine chimes in, now that you've heard the fake outrage from the West, let's look at the information they withheld from you, right? They're saying that President Trump was part of this, and he's, you know, how dare he allow Navani to die, and blah, blah, blah. Well, Navani is a terrorist. He was caught planning a color revolution to overtake Russia with MI6. He's not political opposition. He's a foreign intelligence asset, a spy. Below, you can see Navani discussing planning mass protests, civil initiatives, propaganda, establishing contacts with elites, with British MI6 agents, James William Thomas Ford via the funding from unnamed rich billionaires. Navani was the West front man to take over Russia from within, the same exact playbook they used to take over Ukraine. Navani was a deep state asset, and he was treated as such, as a hostile foreign actor looking to overthrow a sovereign nation on behalf of the West. Treason and sedition. So spare me the West fake outrage and pearl clutching, as if Putin is unfairly jailing and murdering political opponents, while the Trump witch hunt is going into its eighth year, and while Julian Assange is still being tortured in prison. Biden and the mainstream media are already trying to leverage this situation to coerce Americans to send more money to Ukraine. The entire thing is a hoax, just like everything else they do. And you know what? How the media covered the deaths of Gonzalo Lira versus Alexei Navalny. CNN for Gonzalo Lira, zero, but they had 16 covering for Navalny. CBS News, zero, 17 for Navalny. NBC News, zero for Lira, 17 for Navalny. Wall Street Journal, zero for Lira, 7 for Navalny. You get this? New York Times, 22 for Navalny, 12 for Washington Compost, Bloomberg, 14 times. I mean, they just go all over Navalny, so then they try to paint Trump as he's the one that caused it. Well, anyone remember the fact that President Trump went to the Central Intelligence Agency on January 21st, 2017, his very first day as POTUS? An unprecedented move as a newly elected president. And he referenced removing columns, as in the fifth column. Check this out.
Respect for Dr. Martin Luther King. But this is how dishonest the media is. Now, big story. The retraction was like where? What, was it a line, or do they even bother putting it in? So I only like to say that because I love honesty. I like honest reporting. I will tell you, final time, although I will say it, when you let in your thousands of other people that have been trying to come in, because I am coming back, We may have to get you a larger room. We may have to get you a larger room. You know? And maybe it'll be built by somebody that knows how to build and we won't have columns. Do you understand that? We get rid of the columns. But no, I just wanted to really say that I love you. I respect you. There's nobody I respect more. You're going to do a fantastic job. And we're going to start winning again. And you're going to be leading the charge. So thank you all very much. Thank you, beautiful. Thank you.
Get rid of the columns. The fifth column is commonly known as the enemy within. One day, this moment will be written down in history books. President Trump knows what's going on. He also does something amazing. He pulls another citizen, just an American citizen, on stage to talk. That's who he is.
I love you, brother.
Say something. Say something.
Take that thing off. Come here. Take that thing off. Look at this guy.
Thank you, President Trump. We got your back. The auto workers are going to support this guy like we did in 16, 20. We're going to do it again in 24. Everybody's going to get out and vote. We're going to vote. 85 million of us are going to vote for this guy. They can't cheat enough to beat him.
I love you, brother. Keep fighting the fight. That's
love you, brother. Keep fighting the fight. They're not going to steal the next election, no matter what they do, no matter what they try. All of this playing out, of course, with the videos that are backing up the support for President Trump and more motivational videos that many want to see. They don't want to see the steal anymore. They want to see it stopped. And the excitement is building. It's building for everyone. Everyone's asking for J6 and Twitter files. The only thing we want, says Chaos Coordinator, is Elon Musk to give us who ordered to ban a sitting president from Twitter. Whoever demanded that the sitting president of the United States be censored, that is the highest form of advocating to overthrow the government. Treason, giving appeasement to the enemies of the nation. Elon, tell us, please. Also, Huma Abedin, we showed you, is dating George Soros' son, Alex. Well, welcome back, Huma. That was comms for all of us. As everything keeps playing out, why is she showing up all of a sudden? Q said the drops will go fast. Not sure if I have it in me to try and make sense of the Huma news today. I'll just leave this with you. It's all connected. Welcome back, Huma. Now comes the pain. It's like they time it all. Woohoo! Anyway, we get excited. Iran declares Antarctica's property in direct challenge to Biden global treaty. Iranian Navy commander announces planned military base in South Pole. President Trump, General Flynn says, Barack Obama, admit it, you staged a coup against President Trump. The meeting you held in the Oval Office January 5th, 2017 was to put the plan into effect. Admit it, you know it's true. Yeah. FBI started spying on the Trump campaign after foreign governments by chance discovered evidence that his advisors were colluding with the Russians, the government says. But now multiple sources tell us the CIA asked foreign allies to spy on 26 Trump associates. Looks like Laura Trump confirms she plans to replace failed RNC chair Ronna McDaniel live on air with President after President Trump endorses her. Plans to launch legal mass ballot harvesting op. Wow. President Trump was right. In fact, the White House was wiretapped to write shifty Representative Adam Schiff. Wait till that comes out. He was wiretapped. Exactly. I said the florist was bugging the place, so they used 702 over collection methods to twin the stream of communications without need for bugs. Obama did this. He knew what he was doing. That's why Jay Johnson declared CISA on January 6, 2017. All this is coming out. Obama setting the table. Who, what, and team did a surveillance sweep of the presidential residence offices. Trump had to sweep it all. They weren't very diligent. Cat turd, arrest Barack Obama for treason. Arrest Hillary Clinton for treason. Arrest John Brennan for treason. James Clapper, James Comey for treason. Arrest everyone in the CIA, FBI, and our government who was responsible for spying and sabotaging Trump. Straight up treason. It's amazing. how this continues to play out day after day for all of us to see. Even Biden trying to get them to stop all of his activities, and the media setting up the question. Listen to this.
An FBI informant at the center of the impeachment inquiry into you has been indicted for allegedly lying. Your reaction to that, and should the inquiry be dropped?
Should the inquiry be dropped? Where did he come at that question? How many media guys do you know say, hey, should they drop an inquiry about you? Do they do that with President Trump? No. They're like, what do you say about this? They're coming after you. It looks like you're guilty. No, they don't say, should it be dropped? They're leading him because he's got to remember his lines, obviously, but they've got to make sure that he gives the right answer about, you know, I think it should be dropped. So the media, of course, I believe that they're paid to go in there and ask these questions to help set up the narrative.
He is lying, and it should be dropped, and it's just been a... It's been an outrageous effort from the beginning.
Is that right? Look at the smile on his face. Just smiling, so happy. Ignore the six banks that submitted 170 suspicious activity reports to the Treasury Department accusing the Biden family of being involved in money laundering, human trafficking, and tax fraud. Disregard the bank records showing the Biden family using 20 shell companies to launder millions of illegally obtained dollars from China, Russia, and Ukraine to 9 family members without ever registering as foreign agents in violation of the Foreign Agent Registration Act. Overlook the IRS whistleblowers who said the Justice Department didn't allow them to charge Hunter Biden with felonies, rejected search warrants and witness interviews, and prohibited investigations into Joe Biden. The investigation should be dropped because the same DOJ that indicted a Biden whistleblower prosecuted Biden's leading political opponent and is rightfully accused of shielding the Biden family now claims that an FBI informant lied when accusing Joe Biden and Hunter Biden of accepting Ukrainian bribes from Burisma. Ignore the CEO of Burisma's conviction in Ukraine for bribing officials with millions in cash, and overlook the fact that Hunter Biden received millions from him without registering under the Foreign Agent Registration Act or paying his taxes. Yeah, the investigation into Joe and Hunter Biden should be dropped. What do you guys think? Well, here's something to help you feel better.
Okay, imagine you're at your doctor's office. Your doctor glances up from your chart and says, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it up. That's the Field of Greens Better Health Promise. Check out this customer testimonial. He said, I've been taking Field of Greens, and this is the second time my doctor has danced into the room praising my blood results. Credit where credit's due. That's Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected for a specific health benefit. Some support vital organs like heart, lungs, and kidneys. Others support metabolism for healthy energy and weight loss. If you're busy, don't get enough exercise, and you eat too much fast food, we'll take Field of Greens. Look, Field of Greens can't promise your doctor will dance into your room, but they can promise that your next checkup, your doctor will notice you've improved your health or your money back. I trust Field of Greens for my health, and you can too. Let me get you started with 15% off. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code LT. That's promo code LT at fieldofgreens.com for 15% off.
If Crooked Joe gets 4 more years, our country is done. It's done. It's done. I mean, we got to get out and vote. We got to vote like that. And that includes in the primary. I mean, you don't have much of a primary here. I think we have a 60-point lead, 70-point lead. But you know what? It's important to send the Democrats a message. We got to send them a message for November. We got to get out and vote. You go next week, you vote, because we have to put out the message. We have to get out. We have to let them know that a freight train is coming in November.
Freight train coming in November. Even the PBD podcast actually started bringing up some stuff from the past about President Trump and 2016 and how this all played out for President Trump. They're attacking him. He says it's going to all change in November. Check this out.
I said in 2016, all the left ever said is the fact that this guy's going to start a nuclear war. That's what he's going to do. Guess what happened? He goes, there is no war. Mm-hmm. ISIS disappears. Mm-hmm. The last time you said ISIS was under Obama. Mm-hmm. We haven't said ISIS for a while. So economy's doing great. Everything's great. Then we have COVID 2.5 years later. Then they blame it all on him. He creates Operation Warp Speed. Kamala Harris and those guys said they would never take the vaccine while Trump was coming out with it. But guess what those pharmaceutical companies did? You know when the vaccine comes out? 2 days after the election. So if it would have come out before, Trump probably would have had a chance of winning. But it comes out 2 days after. Why? You don't think somebody behind closed doors said come out 2 days after the election?
100%.
100% they did. So
interesting that they're bringing up this information now. Again, for all of us to see. The jabs and more. 17 million died from the vax. No lives were saved by the COVID-19 injection, says researcher and scientist Dennis Rangor.
These are the deaths that happened in Malaysia. It's a country in Southeast Asia. Scientists wanted to study what happened to the overall death rate during the pandemic. The deaths clearly increased, but look, this is where the pandemic was declared, and this is when the vaccine program rolled out. Same thing happened in 9 other countries. Here's Australia.
Yep, 21 to 23. 21 to 23 during the vaccination. The numbers went big. Philippines.
Singapore.
Singapore, same numbers. 21 to 23. Excess deaths.
Thailand. After studying over a dozen countries in the Southern Hemisphere, the scientists concluded that after 13.5 billion COVID vaccines that were given out worldwide, 17 million people lost their lives from vaccines alone. And the death rate data for the elderly was just shocking. Welcome to Frontline Health. I'm Dan Skorbak. In a new report that's yet to be peer-reviewed, Canadian scientists looked at the pandemic from a 1,000-foot view. They wanted to see how much the pandemic affected all-cause mortality. You see, the virus can kill in many ways, not just from the visible infection symptoms. If you want to find the real cause of death, you have to dissect each and every single person who died for any reason and looked at the body under a microscope. Then you can see if they died from COVID or not. On the other hand, the authors explain you can look at the big picture, the metadata, meaning look at the all-cause mortality, which basically means that the scientists remove the reasons for the deaths and look at death itself as a measure. Did more people die in this period of time? Then it's easy to tell if our approach to solving the pandemic worked on a population level or it didn't. So the best way to measure what happened during the pandemic is to look at all-cause mortality. And these scientists were also interested in how the data turned out during another event, specifically during the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines. You see, their initial research showed some shocking correlations between vaccine rollout and people dying. But some people argued that it might be just a seasonal effect. For example, the vaccines were rolled out in some countries in January and February, and that coincides with the flu season. So this time the scientists looked at a much larger subset of data and measured what happened in the countries that had vaccines rolled out in different seasons, even during summer.
Well, it's interesting how this is all playing out. We're still talking about the same information over and over again. And yet when you look at the truth through social media and more, you find out what's all playing out. Sudden Expected put out, Amy Schumer says she developed VAIDS, V-A-I-D-S, after third booster. She revealed that she developed this vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome as a direct result of getting multiple COVID jabs. The comedian was forced to come clean about her diagnosis when people began speculating about her poor health after a recent appearance on television where she appeared extremely bloated. She said, quote, thank you so much for everyone's input about my face. I've enjoyed feedback and deliberation about my appearance as all women do for almost 20 years. And you're right. It is puffier than normal right now. I have endometriosis and an autoimmune disease that every woman should read about. A sharp decrease in immunity following vaccination is caused by altered responses, small proteins that are produced by our immune system in response to an infection. It's all playing out in front of us every single day. Other things that play out in the news. Number 10, shocking ballot fraud study concludes Trump almost certainly won the 2020 election. Oh, yeah. We know he won in Georgia. That's been coming out. Number 9, new problem emerges for the COVID vaccination. Well, number 8, Trump-hating billionaire George Soros prepares takeover of 200 radio stations ahead of U.S. election. Tucker Carlson, he visited Russian grocery stores and discovers that Americans have been told a lie. RFK Jr. and Children's Health Defense win landmark censorship case against the Biden administration. The World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab predicts that your future will be
what will be like in 10 years. Speaking of that, the WHO even had a little visitor. Yeah, Tedros. Oh, Tedros posted a picture with someone he's calling Hillary Clinton. Does this look like Hillary Clinton to you? You guys see that on your screen? Does that look like Hillary? I think President Trump mentioned something about she's gone. Great discussion on global health challenges, including pandemic preparedness. Doesn't look like it. Interesting. Anyway, Jeffrey Epstein's brother questions official story, who killed him. FLCCC and the World Council for Health published a groundbreaking peer-reviewed paper on spike protein treatment. And number one, it's now or never for Julian Assange to escape extradition to the United States. His father joins the show with an update. So there was a show on that whole thing playing out for all of us to see. Very interesting as the money situation plays out for us all. Of course, you guys know you can go watch the interview that I did with Dr. Kirk Elliott, More Bank Problems Unveiled, Federal Reserve Requirements, Silver and Gold Equals Biblical. You can reach out to him, andweknow.com/gold, and have a conversation with him like I do, him or someone on his staff. It's absolutely amazing. Here's a clip from that.
It's like, why not? Well, we have to have three people in the lobby at all times, and the only person that's here that can help you is on the phone and will be on the phone till 5 o'clock. It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I said, you're telling me the only person that can help me is on a 3-hour phone call, and you have to have three people standing here doing nothing rather than opening up a bank account? I'm trying to put money into your bank. Do you understand this? They said, yeah, sorry, we can't help you. It's like, okay, you don't deserve my business. I mean, it's just mind-numbing. Yeah. So I think the banking system is just being run by literally like stupid liberals. It makes zero sense. Yeah. It's like, are you in business to make money as a bank? Then why don't you make it easy to deposit funds? I mean, seriously.
So these banks are not making it easy to deposit. There's a lot of stuff going on with money, and hopefully you guys are paying attention to that. It's very important to me that we're all a part of understanding how that plays out. Another thing that's important is the children. And you guys know we've been talking about this heavily. Cuomo wants us to stop obsessing over demanding to see Epstein's list. Check this out.
This dude, Chris Cuomo, wants to know, why do you care who's on Jeffrey Epstein's clients list? What's it any of your business who's on Jeffrey Epstein's clients list? Take a listen.
More and more documents keep coming out about Jeffrey Epstein, and everybody is so anxious to know who's in there. Why do you care? In where? What is this about for you? What is this about for the people who are insisting that you have to know?
Why do I want to know, Chris? Why do I want to know? How about, why don't you want to know? Why don't you care? Why is it not a part of your business? You know what? I'll answer your question. I want to know because I have a heart. I want to know because I have values and morals. I want to know because I want the victims to have justice. I want to know because I want the clients on Epstein's clients list to be held accountable and be prosecuted to the fullest.
Prosecuted to the fullest. We missed that part.
Extent of the law.
That's right. They're after our children. We've been showing this over and over again. It's important that we see what we're up against in the spiritual battle. Liz Churchill, Canada's not even okay. They're giving away free heroin and cocaine, assisted suicide, coloring books for children that people can legally sterilize and sexually mutilate the children. They're on religious rights watch list, and they're having open borders. This is the stuff that's playing out for the public that they're pushing.
We will not let fear win. A world without trans people has never existed. A world without drag has never existed, and it never will. Queer people have always been here amongst us. They are our coworkers. They are our brothers, our sisters. They are our mothers, our fathers. They are our families. Drag is art. Drag is culture. Drag is educational. Drag is creative. Drag is comedy, but drag is not a crime. My name is Scarlett Bobo, and thank you so much for your time.
So they're pushing this agenda on the children. They're pushing it in ways that we never thought imaginable. What world we're living in is sickening. And as we go through all of this day after day, And all of us look forward to getting to November. We all have a part to play in getting involved in our votes and getting involved in our local communities and more. We know how this is playing out. We know the information is important to get out to people so they understand what we're up against. I've had recent conversations with folks that as we try to expose what's going on, what the enemy is up to, some would just say, you know what? I really don't need to know all that stuff. I just stay close to what I want to do and I'm fine. And they don't realize we have a responsibility, especially those with the truth, to go out and talk to our neighbors and share what's going on, expose the evil, expose the enemy, so we can actually figure out how they're working so we can use the truth to win. Win in our local town hall meetings, win in our local school boards. If we just clam up and say, I'm just going to go into this building and I'm just going to have my little studies 7 days a week and have my cup of coffee with everyone, and I don't need to know what's going on in the world. Well, I feel sorry for you. If you read the Bible, you see that the governor caused the world to be taxed, which forced Mary and Joseph to head on down with the donkey down to Bethlehem. If you see Paul, he had to constantly talk in front of governors, Felix. He had to stand before kings. He was put in places to be used by all our amazing Father in heaven to provide us the words that we have today, inspired word of God, to guide us and direct us each day. I mean, it's part of what we do. It's part of what we see. It's part of what we pray for. We pray. Pray, free these folks from prison. And we see prisoners freed and people were freaking out in the New Testament going, I can't believe he's at the front door. We've been praying for him. Really? Yeah. He's there. I'm in shock. Sometimes of hearing folks that say that I don't need to know what's going on. So anyway, we have an obligation to continue to pray for those. And I saw this prayer. I'm going to read it to you and then we'll go to the Lord in prayer. Evening prayer. Dear Lord, we are so grateful in a world that is constantly changing. You never change. We are grateful that your word and promises are the same for yesterday, today, and forever. Though we don't know what tomorrow holds, we know you do. Where we don't see a way, we know you do. You know the answers before we even have the questions. It's so comforting to know that you've gone before us and you hold us in all of our days safely in your hands. Thank you, Lord, for all you do and all you are. We're grateful we can pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to guide and direct our lives. You keep us safe. You give us the right words to say to those people that are hurting and in need. Thank you for your constant guidance for those reaching out to us, for answering our prayer and allowing us to say, you know, I've got something to share with you, the greatest news ever. That God sent his Son, his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Whoever confesses with their mouth that Lord Jesus died on the cross and rose again after 3 days, they will be saved. That we can come boldly before your throne with our requests. Make our requests known unto you. That if we confess our sins, you are just and able to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Over and over, we are reminded how much you care about us. And even when we think we can't come to you, you forgive us and allow us to speak. Please guide us and direct us, protect us from the enemy who wants to destroy all of us and our families and more. Please continue to guide us and direct us through your mighty word. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much for your prayers and requests. I had a recent talk with somebody recently. Just ask you that you would pray for those out there who are struggling. It was an amazing conversation, but I just need you guys to just remember we have a responsibility, first and foremost, to help those that are struggling with things that are attacking them and more. What a battle we're in, huh? Please hit that subscribe button and the follow button and share. Thank you so much for your constant support, folks. And until next time, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.